Merry Christmas.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Save it for later. That's enough. You know, it is great to see all of you here this evening. It's a special time of year, obviously, and it's great to hear the voices and the squirming of the children in the room. We want you to know they're welcome here tonight. I mean, after all, we're celebrating the birth of a child, and so it's great to have all the children here with you and with us here tonight. It's just great to be together. You know, our theme this year in church has been Night Divine, how one day can change everything. And you know, in our life, if we look over the history of our life, we can probably mark out some days on a calendar of our past that radically changed the direction or firmly set the direction for our life. And over the Christmas story, we've been looking at all the Christmas characters and how one day changed their life. We looked at the Zacharias and Elizabeth, who were the parents of John the Baptist. That was the first couple in the Christmas story, and how the day the angel showed up in Zacharias' life, and the day that Elizabeth became pregnant, a day that changed her life forever. We looked at Joseph and Mary, and how when Mary became pregnant and got visited by the angel, it set the direction for her life, and how Joseph, when he was told by Mary that she was pregnant, how that changed his life forever. Last week we looked at the shepherds, and we looked at Simeon and Anna. All these people in the Bible, in the Christmas story, where one day changed their life. And I've been seeing a pattern. And the pattern is simply this. Whenever we encounter God in a real way and personal way, it changes us. Whether it happens every Sunday in church, or whether it happens in your life on your own, or whether it happens during the holiday season. But what we've been finding in the Christmas story is a pattern that whenever we encounter God in a real and personable way, it changes us and it sets a direction for our life. The last three characters that we're going to look at is very simple. The Magi, remember that story? The Magi came from the east because they saw the star of God in the sky. And the Magi were these very prestigious individuals from ancient Persia. They were called the kingmakers because for hundreds of years, their little group had been designated the folks that had to approve the kings of Persia and the kings of the Medes. And so when they saw the star of Bethlehem, they knew that a king was born, and they sought out the child. Remember, they came to Herod. They came to Herod in Matthew chapter 2, and it says, "Where is this king that is born?" And so Herod jumps into the Christmas story for the first time, and we see that Herod, when he was visited by the Magi, it changed his life forever. When the Magi saw the star, that was the day that impacted them. And unfortunately, Herod had an opposite response than the Magi. The Magi came seeking the child. Herod said, "I want to destroy the child." And so he got together his chief priests and his scribes. That's the third group and the final group of the Christmas story. And it says they got together and they looked in the ancient texts and they discovered there was a foretelling of the coming of the Messiah from the book of Micah. And it said the child is going to be born in Bethlehem. And so they gave the message to the Magi, and the Magi went and found the child. But what we've been finding all through the Christmas story is these specific days that change people's lives. Now, the way that it changes our lives is very simple. The way that our encounter with God changes our lives today, just as it did in the Christmas story, depends upon our view of God and our view of His Son, Jesus. See, maybe in the Christmas story, Herod didn't realize the enormity of the gift. Just like people throughout the centuries, some people look at God and they are so excited about what God is doing and what God has done for them because they realize and they recognize the enormity of the gift of Jesus. It was God coming down to us, showing us the way, making the sacrifice so that we could find forgiveness and freedom. They understand the enormity of the gift. But some folks in the Christmas story we noticed this year missed the enormity of the gift. The second thing that we saw is that people also either recognized or didn't recognize the enormity of their need. Some people recognize that, wow, this child, whoever he is, I need to go and discover who he is, because there is something inside of me that needs this child. And certainly as we back up from the Bible and we look at it as a whole, we clearly understand that God has told us through the holy writings that we needed Jesus. We need him in our life to find grace and forgiveness. We need him in our life to overcome the issues and the obstacles that we face every day. We need him in our life so that through his gift and through his sacrifice, someday when we see him, we can have entrance into his wonderful and holy kingdom. People sometimes in the Christmas story didn't recognize the enormity of the gift, and they didn't recognize the enormity of their need. And so it's been our challenge these last few weeks to look at the Christmas story and to say, you know, when we encounter God, it can change us. It can change and set the direction for our life. But it depends upon how we look at the enormity of his gift or the enormity of our need. If we feel like Jesus is just another person born in history, but happens to have a special place and a special time in our holiday season, then the enormity of the gift isn't going to be that significant to us. If we don't see the enormity of our need for his grace and his love, then we're going to be a little bit like the chief priests and the scribes who gave the right answer but seemed to be indifferent about the gift that was given that particular night. And so what we've been seeing these last few weeks has just been this wonderful experience of walking through the Christmas story with fresh eyes. And looking at the Christmas characters and simply asking the question, what day changed their life? And how did they respond to that day? And what we found is that when you encounter God in a fresh and personal way, your life can be changed forever, depending upon the enormity of the gift and the enormity of my need. And so it's our encouragement this holiday season, especially as you go into tomorrow, that we would celebrate with friends and family, that we would celebrate the holiday season, but we wouldn't forget the gift that was given. Not the gift of a package, not the gift of an object, but the gift of a person, the person of Jesus. And we would remind ourselves of the enormity of that gift, that it was God coming down to earth, being born as a man, so that we could watch him live through the stories told. That we could watch him walk up to Calvary that day and sacrifice himself so that we can have free forgiveness and free grace. The enormity of that gift. And then, too, we would also remember the enormity of our need. That God came for a reason and he came for a purpose, and the purpose was very simple. We need him. He doesn't expect us to become perfect people to find our way into heaven. He doesn't expect us to do more good than bad so that we earn our way there. He doesn't expect us to try and come up with the right code of conduct or the right method of living so that he would automatically usher us into his kingdom. He simply says, for you to enjoy the eternity of my kingdom, just remember the enormity of my gift and recognize the enormity of your need. That's been the Christmas story. And so it's been our prayer and our hope, even tonight as we wrap this up, that maybe even tonight will be a day that can change everything. We hope that as you're reminded through the music, as we're reminded through the special time together with your friends and your family, that you'll have a special Christmas and you'll remember the enormity of the gift and the enormity of your need. I'd just like to close my portion with a prayer. Would you pray with me? Our dear gracious God in heaven, thank you for the great gift of Jesus. He came because he loved us. He came because we needed him to come. And Lord, we needed him to be born in that manger. We needed him to grow as a man. We needed him to teach us your truth. And we needed him to be a great example of how to love you and how to love others. And Lord, we needed him to die that day, and we needed him to come back to life that Easter Sunday morning. Because of the totality of the gift, we now can have free grace and free forgiveness if we would just recognize our need for him. So Lord, I just pray that you would be with each one, that all of us had come to a point in our life when we recognize our need for you. And as we encounter you again this holiday season, may be a day that changes us. and a day that sets a new direction or a fresh direction for our life. Thank you that you love doing this. Thank you for each family that's here. I pray that tonight and tomorrow will be a special time with their friends and family. May you give them unity and harmony and joy. And Lord, may you make all the problems disappear just for 24 hours so that we can have a great holiday. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, everybody. Amen.